for part two of our tutorial, I'm going to start at the library homepage. Now, the first thing that many people would be tempted to do would be to type in a question, and this isn't really a question, but it might even put down, what are our ownership restrictions in the Canadian media? I'm going to suggest that you don't do that, even though if we do search Omni, we'll probably get quite a few results. If we do this in one of our research databases, we probably won't get as many. And the reason for that is because the research databases tend to be fairly literal in the terms that they search for. And if they can't find them, they'll return no results. So what I'm going to suggest is that you start with an advanced search. And actually, let's go back to the library homepage, because you can get to advanced search right from the homepage there. And I'm going to do a search separating out our search terms. So at the top, I'll put in ownership. And then down below, we'll say ownership and, instead of Canada, I'm going to put a star at the end of the phrase. That's a wild card. Actually, it's the end of the word. And that searches for different spellings like Canada, Canadian, Canadianism, and so on. So that's just a handy tip for you. And then down below, I'll add in another line and type in media. The reason we're doing this is because we want to tell it to search for these terms all over the place, anywhere in the record. And this, it's a little bit less restricted, let's say. And I'll also, at this point, select books, because I want to get an idea of what's going on with ownership in Canadian media. I don't know that at this point, and I don't want to say yes or no. I believe that ownership should be restricted, or there shouldn't be any ownership restrictions. So I want to get a broad idea of what's happening. I'll look for books. I'll click search. We're getting 372 results, because we've told it to just bring back books. I don't know if you noticed at the beginning, we got 32,000 or something like that. This is much more workable. And the very first link there, who owns the world's media? Media concentration and ownership around the world. If you were doing this question, that would probably be a good one to look into. Also, I'm going to limit it to just ebooks. I don't know whether you'll be coming into the library or not at the date that I'm recording this. There's very limited access to the library, and who knows what will happen, but for the most part, there won't be access to the print collection, or very limited. So I'm going to assume that most of you are going to want to find ebooks. And as you can see here, we have a lot of ebooks available to us. And there's something on media ownership and convergence in Canada. I'll note right here that this is a government document. And I think you probably will be using this in your own course readings. That's one way that you can get to electronic books. For the second part of this, I'm going to show you how you can find peer-reviewed articles. With our results, I'm going to modify our search from books and ebooks, and I'll select anything. Now, many of you are probably going to want to limit to peer-reviewed journals and articles. You may have noticed that already, and that will get you definitely to peer-reviewed articles. You want to make sure that you use articles as a limiter, because if you don't, you'll get book reviews. And many professors will insist to me to tell students, please be careful not to put book reviews in your assignments. Don't use them. They're easy to tell. They're usually only about maybe either a paragraph or one or two pages in length. They're not the same as a full research article. Now, here's one of the issues with Omni. You'll note that there's a lot of really strange things showing up here. Are these, some of them have to do with media ownership, but a lot of them not really. So my suggestion is actually to use one of our research databases, and I'll show you how to do that now.